Well, I have now lived with the flagship phone, the iPhone 12 Pro Max, for 7 whole days. And it's been insane. Which is a ridiculous thing to say about having a new phone. But it's, what I mean makes clear, well, what should be obvious, I guess. In the literary history of the iPhone, this Pro Max is just excess. It's gluttony. I've been without jailbreaking, keep in mind. Which is something I have to investigate again. I can't believe jailbreaking is still a thing. But I have set up, like, I've cloned Git repositories in my fucking phone. I've downloaded torrents. I have played far too much of what's basically a full console game. I've streamed myself playing that game in HD. And I've set up a bunch of automated stuff. Yeah, I've taken some ridiculous photos. This thing is just, I don't know, it's I guess compared to the 8 Plus I had before, sort of this feeling of limitless power. And that also, to the second revelation I want to discuss in this voice note, is that Apple is not the walled garden that people still seem to think it is. I talked a lot about that when Siri Shortcuts came out. And they've been neutered in a big way. It seems like all the shortcut libraries I've been going to, there's still people messing around, but there's really not that much you can do that with shortcuts that isn't more elegantly automated in another way. But that's another subject, I guess. I really can't imagine what the regular iPhone user thinks of shortcuts. They're just a toy. They've been made a toy. None of the official shortcuts are really useful, I don't think. I'd like to know. This device is... so much more than, I guess, even my original... grandest vision for the iPhone, as someone who's used the iPhone since for my whole adult life and more. I feel like has exceeded it. And I don't know what that means. Other than, I think it means that it's a very wasteful thing. And it's a very tempting, distracting, profoundly distracting thing. And I don't know, at least for my own life, if we were to define a useful device as one that, regardless of whose fault it is, has a net positive effect on my productivity. Well, so far, That's not it, but that's my fault, I guess. I just can't imagine what it's for. Who it's for. This professional who doesn't want to carry around a DSLR? Because you can't replace a DSLR with one of these phones. You just can't. As good, like, I don't understand that much about photography, but like, the addition in this phone, the super wide angle, there are uses for that, sure, but like, if you actually take those photographs, I don't know. It's too much. It's too wide. And I mean, I think it's certainly smarter of them to do that than to invest a lot in making, I mean, they did make a mechanical lens in this. Oh, I haven't seen if I could hear it moving yet. I need to do that. Because I don't think it's reasonable to try to make a highly telescopic lens either. But what exactly are we trying to do here, you know? I think if you'd been observing my past few days, well, really my life, I think you would have been saying that over and over again, but especially my use of this phone.